Okay, well, this is episode 3 of the Lego and Let God podcast. Welcome. This is
Micah
and his dad, and we are going to be recording another episode of us building some Lego as we talk about some other questions about life, God, faith, and anything in between, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so today we are going to be we're going to be creating kind of a set piece. Our goal today is we've got this big farmhouse table in our backyard sunroom, and we're going to try to cover the whole thing with platforms of Lego so that maybe in the future, in another episode, we can actually build on a giant landscape. So today is landscape building while we talk about a question from Micah. So Micah, before we get started building, what question do you have today?
Jesus make us?
Why did Jesus make us? Okay. Well, let's start getting all our Lego stuff together and let's start talking about that.
Okay.
So I guess the first question is, Micah, how do you know that Jesus made us?
Well, because we're just here, I don't know, actually.
It's hard. Yeah, it's a hard question, isn't it?
Yeah.
We know because that's what we've been taught, what we believe. That's what the Bible says. So I would say this. The Bible does say that Jesus created all things. We know that because it says that. It says it in multiple places. Like in Genesis 1 and in Colossians and in John 1. John 1 says that through Jesus, the Word, all things were made, and that nothing that has been made was made without Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, how do we believe that the Bible is true? Which might be a whole different topic, don't you think?
Yeah.
So how about we do this? How about we answer the question, why did Jesus make us human beings? And then next week, what if we talked about how do we know the Bible is true?
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
Okay, because that one seems important. Okay, do you want to get the platforms, Micah?
Okay, I got some over here. This is a cool one. It's like a desert.
Okay. Desert with some water in it. Okay, what if we put these like kind of at the different ends? So we'll start over there. Okay.
And we got this big one.
Okay, this one's like a space one, huh? What if we put it like that? The corner here. And we're gonna try from now on to take some pictures of what we're building and how we're building it so that you can kind of see some before and after and just get a picture of what we're doing. So
okay,
so Micah, the question is, why did Jesus make us?
Yeah.
I think, you know, last week, what did we talk about last week? Do you remember?
Why do people make video games?
Yeah, do you remember the big takeaway as to why we think people make video games?
I kind of actually forgot, sorry.
That's okay. So last week we kind of talked about how we're made in God's image. And that if we're made in God's image, it also means that we have some of his likeness or his characteristics. So, that means if God is a creative God, we also have some creativity built into us. So that is why people make things like video games. It's not the full and complete answer, but it's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
So, from there, we kind of have to start to think about, why in the world would God make human beings? Especially when human beings are interesting creatures, aren't we?
Yeah.
Human beings are lovable, they have great capacity for good things, and yet we have great capacity for bad things too, don't we?
Yeah, sometimes.
We can do some really rotten stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonder why God made us.
I got this a football guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look, do you see him right now?
Yeah, it says rugby on it.
Look, it's a double-sided hat.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, I'm gonna put this here. So, we're talking about why did God create human beings, and we've already looked at that we're made in the image of God, thus we have God's characteristics. So, Micah?
Yeah?
I think part of it goes back to what God's like. So, can you tell me a little bit about who God is in the Bible?
So, he's like the creator, he's...
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Okay, what else do we know about God besides Jesus?
That he can do anything, really.
Okay, he can do anything. So, have you heard of something called the Trinity?
Not really.
Okay, so let me talk about the Trinity because I think it'll help us in our conversation. So, the Trinity is a term that we have coined to talk about God being three persons in one. So, you've heard of the Father.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
That is the Trinity. Okay, so, Jesus is part of the Trinity, right?
Yeah.
So, Jesus is, which part of the Trinity? Father, Son, or Holy Spirit?
Father. Son,
yeah, that's right. Good. He's the Son. And then we get the Holy Spirit when we put our faith in Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Then there's got to be the Father, right? The Father, Son, and Spirit have always been together. That's what the Bible tells us, that they've always been in what we call community. God himself, one being, three persons. There's always been a unity of relationship of God. The Father and the Son and the Spirit all relate to each other. Right?
Yeah.
And yet, they all make up God. One being. Okay? I think that tells us something about God. Is God alone or is God relational?
He's relational.
He is relational. And so God, when he created, what was he doing? He's bringing more into that relationship. So we get this picture in the Bible that God is a God who's trying to add more into this wonderful relationship that he already has amongst himself. Okay?
Okay.
So then let's think about creation. What does God create first?
He creates... Well, the light and the darkness.
He creates light and darkness? Yeah. What else? What other things does he create?
Animals.
He creates animals? Yes.
And he creates us.
And he creates us. So God creates animals.
Yeah.
And plants and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then he creates human beings. And so I think that God is trying to create a world that will interact with him. A world that would know who he is. He leaves his best creation for last, which is human beings. So Michael, what do we see after God creates humankind? Where do they live?
On Earth.
Yeah, with where?
The Garden of Eden. Or...
Yeah, and who else is in the Garden of Eden?
Adam and Eve, so...
Well, Adam and Eve, but who are they with?
Jesus.
They're with God, that's right. So, here's what God tells Adam and Eve. We see him build creation, and I think he builds creation because he's a relational God, and he wants more and more people to be with him, right?
Yeah.
So he builds his creation, and then he creates Adam and Eve, and he puts them in the garden with him, and then what does he tell them? He gives them a job. What's their job?
To not eat from...
That's not their job.
No.
What's their job?
A I actually don't know.
Okay, so that's okay. God gives Adam and Eve two jobs. He says, be fruitful and multiply. What does that mean?
That means, like, have babies and...
Yeah, have kids. He says, make more human beings, right?
Yeah.
And then he says, there's a second job. He says, human beings are to rule and subdue the earth. He says, reign over all the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the beasts of the field and even creepy crawly things.
Like spiders.
He says, human beings are meant to reign, steward, manage spiders, creation.
I am a little bit scared of spiders, though, really.
Well, I hear that. I get you. The bigger they are, the more scared I get.
Yeah. Usually so, black widows really scare me.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them in the backyard once.
Yikes. Okay. So, Michael, what... What are the two jobs God gives human beings?
To multiply? Have babies and stuff. And...
Okay, I'll give you some way to remember it, okay?
Yeah.
He says, be fruitful and multiply. So make more humans. And then he says, rule over and take care of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God created creation, right?
Yeah.
So he ultimately takes care of us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he says, I want you to be co-partners in this. I want you guys to help me with creation. Now, Micah, imagine if you were Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And you saw the entire world, and God said, take care of this whole place.
Whoa. That'd be good.
That's a big job, right?
Yeah, that would just be crazy.
And so it's helpful to remember, if you remember the first part, is God says, be fruitful and multiply. So he says, make more human beings. That's helpful, right? Because we're making more people who can help take care of creation.
Yeah.
So our job is to use creation to take care of creation.
Okay, yeah.
And we do that today, don't we?
Yeah.
So when we eat something, we're eating something that someone took from creation, whether it's a cow for meat or lettuce from the ground. We use that. We harness creation for creation. We use that to feed human beings and to feed animals and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
When we fill up gas in our car, we're using part of creation, oil, gas, and we're using that for creation.
Yeah.
For our cars, for human beings to get around, for transportation. Okay?
Yeah.
So, bottom line, why did God make human beings? What are the first two things we know?
To multiply and to take care of the creation.
Yeah. And I think, deep down, God made human beings because he wanted human beings to be with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It first started with human beings being made to be with God. Then he gave us a job. So we were first created for God, to enjoy God, and to know God. And as we know God, we get jobs. Right?
Yeah.
To multiply and to rule over the earth. Okay. Jesus would say in the Gospels, he says, God, Father, I have glorified you by doing what you asked me to do. And glorifying means he showed off who God was, right?
Yep.
People got to see who God was through Jesus, because Jesus was God. So when we're made in his image and when we're doing the work that God's called us to do, what are we doing? We are glorifying God.
Yeah.
And we get to show off who God is. And so God ultimately made human beings to be with him.
Yeah.
For a job of being fruitful and ruling over the earth. And when we do our job, that we would glorify God. That we would show off who God is.
Yeah.
That he would make himself known to all of creation. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question as to why God made human beings?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me? Why did Jesus make humans?
to take care of the creation and to multiply it.
Yeah, those are two jobs, and when we do those jobs, what happens? People get to see who God is, because we're glorifying God. So, Michael, why were you made? To glorify God.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sorry.
But do you know what glorify God means? It means to show him off. So that, Michael, when you love your sister, or when you act like Jesus to other people, when you make bags and help the homeless and people who are in need, what are you doing? You're showing people what God's like. You're glorifying God.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Here, okay. I got a little cross here. I got a cross. Look.
Nice. Put our platforms together. It's a little messy, but I think it's gonna work. So let's wrap up this episode of Lego and Let God. Mike, you wanna say bye to everyone?
Bye, everyone.
All right, we will talk to you next week for another episode of Lego and Let God. And we're gonna look at why can you trust the Bible? Why do we believe the Bible? Right, Micah?
Yeah.
See you guys next time.
Okay, bye.